Hello everybody, it's me again, and this time I want to talk about, you know how this big news during this week was that, not the Tunisian Revolution, I will talk about that later in another occasion, but how these zodiac signs do not coincide with the constellations anymore. And I was a little bit surprised, not because of this, I knew this, and it's been known for many, many years. Astrologers know it. Astronomers know it. The only one who don't know it is the general public, but that's because they are not interested in this kind of stuff. They don't go out trying to find out how the universe works, something like that. They'd rather be told. But somebody quoted an astronomer saying that the zodiac signs do not match up with the constellations, with the actual constellations. They do not. They haven't in years. Centuries, and how this song passes through the constellation of Ophiuchus, that is not considered part of the zodiac. This is simply because the astrologers many years ago decided that 12 was a much better number than 13, and so they eliminated Ophiuchus, or rather they made it part of Scorpio, and that's partly the reason why Scorpio is often talked about as two different constellations. And they also decided to keep the old constellations because that's what made sense to them. And there is nothing too new or shocking about this. What really shocked me is that the news suddenly became sort of big, even though it's actually not important. And as I said, not news at all. I think this is because suddenly social networks give us the ability to take an obscure, unimportant piece of news and pass it around. In this case, it was a curiosity, although some people took it a little bit too seriously, and it kept being passed around and passed around until it became kind of biggish. This is good. It allows us to find out about things we wouldn't find out otherwise, like some sort of injustice or misappropriation or a misconduct of a government person or the government itself. And on the other hand, it also lets us find out about things that we wouldn't otherwise, and frankly we do not care about. So in one way it increases the level of noise, in another it increases our ability to find out important stuff. I think it's that's not so much the fault of the social networks, it's or the internet itself. It's we need to come up with a way to differentiate, to know which is important and which isn't, what is important and what isn't. And so what do you think? How do you do that? How do you do this particularly? How do you know what's important and what is not? If you have a comment, if you'd like to send me another boo, if you'd like to reply and tell me how you do this, I would appreciate it very much. And if you don't, that's also okay. But think about it, and I'll talk to you next week at the latest. Bye.